I went to a Stop the Violence forum years ago when I first started being inspired with the thought of sharing the language of Keep Love Present. And so in this particular forum, I had made a comment, we've been saying Stop the Violence for all of this time. So what does Stop the Violence look like, right? And so when I made that comment, the word love showed up and I said, well, let's stay right there. Let's keep love present. Let me tell you what happened. All of these people began to gather around me about the conversation of keep love present, right? And it shifted energy from Stop the Violence. And because it shifted energy, it created a little kind of little disturbance in that particular forum. So we was asked to go out in the hallway and talk about the conversation love present because of how the impact that it had. But that showed us there that there are people who they're just waiting to hear the conversation because it's dormant in us, you know? And so the idea is just heighten the conversation. Whoever's supposed to hear it, they're going to hear it. And as we begin to practice Keep Love Present Strong, which is one of the concepts of one of the young men that I work with, he said, the more people practice Keep Love Present, the stronger it gets. And so as it gets stronger, more people will hear it because more people are talking about it. More people are practicing it. More people are wearing the braces and doing magnificent things. People can visit that school whenever they want to, and they can reach out to me through the information that we gave them. So I can connect them to the school and you can actually see Keep Love Present in action. It is unbelievable, the creativity, the love, the passion, and the kind of activity that's going on in that school. So much so that when they did the evaluation of the schools in the district, we were at least 40 points above all the schools, maybe about 7 years. And all that was because we shifted the thought from stopping violence and we answered it with Keep Love Present. And we're true to that in the community and in the families that support that school, and magnificent things happen. So if you really want to see Keep Love Present in action in that way, we can go to Woodbury School District.
You mentioned vibrations, energy, and that is the goal. That has been the admonition for millennia. When you read in holy books, texts, lift up your heads. They're not talking about holding your head up. They're not talking about have erect posture. What they're really talking about is raise the consciousness. So before we sign off, tell us how important and how crucial raising the vibrations and the consciousness are, because you gave us an example of it where you had one section of a mentality, just the blinders focusing on violence, but then you had another conversation focusing on love, and it made a difference that people could feel it right there in that time and space.
Yeah, I believe, and what has worked for me and the individuals that have embraced the conversation to keep love present, that once you become conscious, you start seeing from a different place. You start seeing what others are not seeing. You know, you start recognizing that this reality that we live in, right, that this reality, as I shared before, is made up. And because it is made up, then it no longer has power over you as it did when we were unconscious. Consciousness allows us to see, you know, the possibility of things. And in seeing the possibility of things, you also become unstoppable. As I begin to do the work myself, and this is a truth, right? When I move out in the community, I see buildings, yet I don't see them. In other words, I recognize that they are there, only that they don't impair my own possibility. And that possibility comes from the fact that once you raise your frequency and your consciousness, you know, and you recognize that everything is energy, and people have taken this energy and they have shaped and fashioned it into what you and I see. So what about you and I? Once you free yourself and you recognize that level of consciousness when you're within yourself, then you recognize that you can contribute to the world as well. And all that you see is not the reality. It's just a reality.